Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. This week, I wanted to talk about preserving your body along with preserving your mental health. And I had to learn this the hard way. But your body tells you when it's had enough of something, no matter what it is, whether you've had too much alcohol, whether you've had too much weed, whatever kind of drug you decide to take, or if you take those, your body tells you when you've had too much sugar. Your body tells you when you've had too much fat. Your body tells you literally everything you need to know about you. Pay attention to it. So a couple of weeks ago, it was the week of Mother's Day, like the beginning of that week, I got sick. And it wasn't from my lupus, but I got sick because I was stressed out. I had so much going on at work. I had so much going on in my personal life. And I was letting it consume me to the point where I ended up spiking a fever and not being able to do anything for a week straight. I started to feel sick that Sunday. My family went out for a brunch and I wasn't really eating like I normally eat, and I love to eat, y'all. I ordered French toast and I was like, I'm gonna tear this French toast up. I ordered hash browns and everything. And when my food got there, the only thing I could eat were the hash browns. And I had this terrible headache. Like, my mind was all over the place. I had this terrible headache, but no fever. I got home, I took a shower, and I laid down. And I woke up the next day, got ready for work. Mind you, I didn't even eat dinner the night before. The following Monday, I got up, took a shower, got ready for work. I worked the whole day, and because I'm so used to working through pain and working through whatever it is I'm dealing with, it hadn't clicked to me that something was wrong yet. To me, I felt normal. But my assistant, it clearly let me know, like, sis, you don't look like yourself. There's something wrong with you. And I had gone through the entire day. And towards the end of the day, she looked at me and she said, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Why?" And she was like, "You don't look like yourself." And here I am thinking I'm just as cute as a button at work. And I had on this cute little outfit. And she was just like, "Sis, that ain't it. You look like shit." And I was like, "Wow. Excuse me." Still didn't hit me that something was going on. That Monday night, I remember talking to my best friend on the phone, and I was like, "I don't feel good." And he said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I think I have a fever." I was wrapped up under the covers, but my body was burning up, but I had the chills. And I was like, "Something's not right. I don't feel good." I took my temperature, and sure enough, I had a fever. Mind you, I'm still stressed out about everything else that's going on with me. I had a fever. I was like, "All right, I'm gonna sleep it off. I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna try to go to work tomorrow, and it's gonna be okay." That Tuesday, get up, take a shower, take my temperature. Still slightly elevated, but I'm like, "No, I'm gonna push through. I'm gonna try to go to work." I'm texting my sister and my best friend, and you know, just our typical morning conversations. My best friend said, "Do you still have a fever?" And I was like, "Yep, I'm gonna try to go to work." And the message I got back was shaking my head. Mind you, I'm still going to work. Get 20 minutes away from my job and I get hot. All like my body just starts burning up. So I had my assistant bring me my laptop because now I'm like, okay, I can at least work from home. Still trying to force it. I can at least work from home. With everything else that I already had going on in my head, I'm still trying to focus on something to kind of take my mind somewhere else. Grab the laptop. I go to urgent care. They test me for COVID. Test me for strep. Two of the worst tests ever. Oh my God, I don't know who created these tests, but whoever, like seriously. It was too much. Those results came back negative, thank God. But like, I get home after I take the test and literally my whole body just shut down. It's like, if you won't relax, I'm going to make you relax. Tuesday through Thursday, I couldn't eat. I had a fever. I don't even think I left my bed except for literally to go to the bathroom and take a shower. I got home from the urgent care and I FaceTimed my female best friend. And she was like, "You look like death." And I was like, "Well, thanks." And she asked what was wrong. I said, "I don't really know. I just don't feel good." And she was like, "Are you stressed out?" And I was like, "A little bit." So she was like, "What do you need?" So she sent me, this is the first time I ever did this. She sent me groceries through Instacart. So somebody else picked my groceries and brought them to the house because I couldn't come in contact with anybody due to my fever. Even though the rapid test came back negative for COVID, I still couldn't be around anybody. So they delivered the groceries to my door and I had to somehow find the strength to go downstairs and go outside and get my groceries. So I get my groceries, I get back in the bed, I'm laying down and I decided like I'm not even working that day. It's too much going on. I feel like crap. I'm not working that day. So I ended up talking to my mom and my sister, one of my female best friends, and my guy best friend. And he was in the area, and I remember saying, "Can you bring me a Slurpee?" And I'm not big on medicine. Anybody that knows me knows I hate with a passion taking medication. So I just knew that this Slurpee was going to be how I broke my fever. And it worked for like 6 hours after that. The fever shot back up. But he dropped the Slurpee off. And that was all I had for 3 days. And then the following day, I started taking, you know, Tylenol and drinking more water. I had another friend of mine drop off my favorite waters. I think this is called Waikia. I can't pronounce it. It's volcanic water and it is amazing. But I had a friend of mine drop off my favorite waters to like kind of just get me through. But I say all of that to say is your body knows when it's time for you to take a break. Your body can only take so many hits before it needs time to recharge, regroup. Your body is always trying to take care of you. It's your outer armor. It is your protection in a sense. But you can only beat up, throw stones, and get hit so many times before your body says, "Okay, I need a break." So pay attention to what your body's telling you. Make sure you're eating right or eating enough. Make sure you're drinking enough water. When you are in any type of stressful situation, when you're dealing with any type of emotional stress or emotional trauma, we typically don't realize or understand that our bodies are harboring those negative energies or entities. My body has a way of telling me I need to go somewhere and sit down. For me, and I know there are some that can relate, some deal with stress differently, but for me, I don't stress eat. Some people stress eat and they'll eat and eat and eat when they're stressed. I'm the complete opposite. When I'm stressed out, I lose my appetite. So my body is now losing nourishment because I'm stressed out. Or I don't sleep. I won't get enough sleep because I'm stressed out or there's something bothering me and I'm carrying it. I've given my body, in essence, the weight of the world. And it's now telling me, or it was telling me, I need a break. And if you won't give me a break, I'm going to make you give me a break. And that's exactly what happened. For a week, I was out of commission. During that week, I'm not gonna lie, I had the best sleep ever because that's literally all I did was sleep. I would wake up, go let my dog out, get back in the bed, and go to sleep. I don't even think I saw the second level of my home for a week. I stayed in the bed. My body made me stop. And during the time that I was sick and unable to really do anything, believe it or not, my mind wasn't on anything else that I was stressed out about. My mind was on, how can I get me better? What can I do so that I no longer feel like this? That was my main concern. And then coming out of being ill for that week, my mind wasn't even on the situation that had been stressing me out prior to. My mind wasn't even on work. It was literally on, how can I keep my body from going back into the state that it was? And I often think that we don't realize most of the time, if I can say most, I'll say a lot of the time, when we don't feel like ourselves or our body isn't as high functioning as it normally would be, it's because it's tired. Your body is telling you it's tired of carrying the weight that you're carrying around. So either you're going to have to let it go, or your body's going to let it go for you. And 10 times out of 10, when your body lets go of whatever it is that you're dealing with, is completely different than if you would have let it go yourself. And I know it's easier said than done to not stress, to not carry around emotional baggage. Sometimes shit happens. You get stressed out. You get in situations where you find yourself crying for hours and hours. You get in situations where you find yourself not wanting to eat or wanting to overeat. However, be mindful of those times, because it's only so much your body can take. And I've learned that the hard way. I've been sick, but when I tell you this took me out, I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't want to move. I barely wanted to cut the TV on and off. I didn't want to record any episodes. I didn't want to walk my dog. Like, I didn't want to talk on the phone. I literally did not want to do anything. My body was like, nah, sis, you've done entirely too much. You've put me through entirely too much over the course of these last however many days. You're going to get somewhere and sit down. And because you won't do it, you won't relax. You won't release whatever it is that you're dealing with that is putting this stress on me, I'm finna make you relax. And that's exactly what it did. Pay attention to your body. Make sure you're eating enough. Make sure you're drinking enough water. I can't stress drinking water enough. People think that drinking sodas is, because I don't drink sodas, all I drink is juice. I don't need to drink water. Drink water. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Some people can't sleep through the night. I've tried melatonin. Sometimes it works. Oftentimes it does not. So now I sleep with lavender, like this lavender pouch underneath of my pillow, which seems to be amazing. Like, it just takes me out when I'm not stressed out. I'll say that. But make sure you're sleeping enough. Make sure you're taking care of you. There's a saying, like, if I don't take care of me, who's going to take care of me? And that is a very, very literal phrase, term, sentence, whatever you want to call it. You have to take care of your body. Because if you don't take care of your body, no one else will. And your body is going to let you know, I need a break. I need time to recharge. Your body can't protect you if you're not protecting it or helping it protect you. So just be mindful. Pay attention. Watch how often you find yourself stressed out. Watch how often you find yourself neglecting your nourishments. Watch how often you find yourself not sleeping, and take the necessary steps to kind of flip it. I talked about different ways to meditate, like in a previous episode. So look into things like that, but you have to take care of your body. If you don't take care of your body is going to tell you, don't worry about it. You don't want to take care of me. I got something for your ass. And you'll be down for however many days until your body says, okay, I'm ready to protect you again. Easier said than done in some cases. Just pay attention. Your body is calling you. All right, y'all. I'll catch y'all next week.